这样，这位宗保的责任是很重的。
The responsibility was great.
我们刚才提到罪的工价乃是死。
We talk about the wages of sin being death.
我犯罪。
So when I sin,
罪就在我的生命里面破坏我。
Sin will damage my life.
罪就在我生命里面发动了。
And it will work within my life.
罪在我生命的发动，我们怎么去了解它呢
？How can we understand sin working in my life?
正像你喝了一瓶的毒药。
It's as if you have consumed some poison.
毒喝进去以后
，After the poison comes in,
就进到你的胃里面。
It comes into your stomach.
就进到你的肠里面。
And then your intestine.
就进到你的血里面。
And your bloodstream.
所以这些毒品就在你身上流动了。
And it will flow all over you.
在你身上流动、流动、流动以后呢
？After that,
就全身的血管都有了毒了。
The blood will have poison all over.
这些毒就跑到你的心脏中间去了。
And then you enter your heart.
结果呢，你就要死了。
And you will die.
这就是明白罪恶的一个很简单的比喻。
It's a simple illustration about sin.
毒在我身上流通的时候
，When the poison is traveling around my body,
就像保罗所讲的
，It's the apostle Paul.
罪在我身上发动。
Sin is working in my life.
死在我身上发动。
Death is working with me.
罪的权柄在我身上发动的时候
，When the power of sin is in my life,
我没有前途了。
I have no future.
我没有路可以走了。
I have no journey.
因为我一定因为这个罪的发动死在罪中。
I would die in the sin.
那我怎么办呢
？What would I do?
我只能等死。
I can only wait to die.
因为我是罪人。
Because I'm sinner.
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
所以呢，神赐下耶稣基督。
So the Lord gave us Jesus Christ.
要来解决在你身上正在发动的罪的权势。
To solve this problem, the power of sin in your life.
在解决。在你我身上发动了死的结局
to solve the problem of death
所以当我们到耶稣基督面前来的时候
when we come before Jesus Christ
你说我信耶稣
you say I believe in you
我接受耶稣
I accept Jesus
我相信耶稣
I believe in Jesus
我请问你什么叫做信耶稣呢
what does it mean to believe in Jesus
你的信耶稣就是我不再烧香我不再求神拜佛我到礼拜堂做礼拜叫做信耶稣
you say I'm going to the church I no longer go to the temple so I believe in Jesus
圣经从来没有说信耶稣就是到礼拜堂做礼拜叫信耶稣
the Bible has never said that going to church is believing in Jesus
信耶稣是什么呢
what is believing in Jesus
信耶稣就是你进入耶稣基督里面
it means to enter into Jesus Christ
信耶稣就是你到基督的恩典里面
It means to enter into His grace
到基督的死里面
To enter into His death
与主同死
And to die with Him
与主同活
And to be resurrected with
Him 这是圣经的话
This is the words of the Bible
岂不知我们借着洗礼与主同死与主同活
Do you not know that through baptism we die and are resurrected with Him
使我们一举一动有新生的样式吗
Therefore the rest of our life we have this new life
所以信耶稣基督
To believe in Jesus Christ
进入基督的死
is to enter into his death,
进入基督的复活
and his resurrection,
在死的形状上与他联合
and to be with him in death,
因为我们在他的复活上也与他联合
and to be with him in his resurrection.
那你说我更深的了解要怎么明白呢
How do I understand this further?
耶稣基督为我钉死在十字架上
Jesus Christ was crucified for me.
当他死在十字架上的时候
when he was dying,
他不应该死的，现在。接受死亡的攻击
He was not deserving of the death but now he took on death
因为死就是罪的结局
Death is the end of sin
罪的果子
The fruits of sin
当耶稣基督在十字架上的时候
When Jesus was on the cross
全世界人的罪
The sins of the world
归在他的身上的
Was upon him
这是刚才我们读的以赛亚书五十三章的话语
This is what we read on the 53rd chapter of
耶和华是我们众人的罪都归在他身上。
God placed all our sins upon him.
所以，将我们的罪归到耶稣身上的时候
，When our sins were upon him，
耶稣基督的生命就面对死亡的攻击。
His life was attacked by death.
现在正在承担罪的权柄在他身上发动。
He bore the effects of sin upon himself.
当你信耶稣基督的时候
，When you believe in Jesus，
你就是把你的罪从你的罪的权柄的发动。归到耶稣基督的十字架上。
What you are doing is to give your sin and the works of your sin upon Jesus Christ.
正像马丁路德所讲的话。
This is what Martin Luther said.
他说：“我把我的罪抛到十字架上。”
He said, "I throw my sins upon the cross."
耶稣基督从十字架上 把上帝的义赐下来给我。
And Jesus from the cross gave me the grace of God.
就是这个意思。
This is what it meant.
所以当你的血里面都是毒的时候
，When there's poison all over your body，
你只能等死。
You can only wait to die.
那你有什么办法呢
？What would you do then？
你把你的血归入耶稣的血里面。
You give your blood to Jesus Christ.
因为你里面的抵抗力是不够的。
There's not enough within you to withstand this.
你没有办法得胜罪恶。
You cannot have victory over sin.
你没有办法得胜死亡。
You cannot have victory over death.
所以把你罪的发动死的权势归到耶稣基督身上
So when you give your sin and your works of your sin upon
Jesus 耶稣基督用他无穷之生命的大能担当我们与罪征战
And Jesus would use his great power of his life to have victory over sin
这个时候耶稣基督的得胜就显明出来
And we will see his victory
为什么呢
Why?
因为所有的罪人所有的罪加起来
Because all the sins together
是有限加有限加有限加有限加有限加有限千千千万万万有限的总和还是一个很大的数目的有限
It is a big summary of all the finite sum which is still finite
The numerous finite all together the totality is still the finite
所有的有限加在一起还是有限
耶稣基督以无限之生命的大能
But Jesus came with a power of infinite life
来以有限的罪的权柄做征战
And he fought with finite sins
所以讲 infinite over finite still infinite
所以无限的能够胜过有限还是无限
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God
我不能不用物理学用着数学的这个原理给大家做一个解释
I have to explain to you with physics and mathematics
有限的总和还是有限
The end of all the finites is still finite
上帝使我们众人的罪都归在耶稣的身上
God caused all our sins to be upon Jesus Christ
耶稣就用什么样的权柄同能力胜过全世界的罪呢
With what authority and power was he victorious?
因为他是神
Because he is God
他是无限的神
He's infinite God
我们不可以轻看别的宗教
We cannot despise other faith
我们不能轻看所有宗教伟大的创始人
We cannot despise all the great religious leaders
因为他们都有伟大的人格
Because they had great characters
但是我们也不能放弃耶稣基督无穷生命大能的信仰
But we cannot abandon the faithof the infinite power of Jesus Christ
因为世界上最伟大的宗教的领袖都是有限的人
because all great religious leaders are finite beings
世界上所有宗教的创始人都是有限制的人
all great founders of great religions are finite human beings
只有耶稣基督有无穷是生命的大能
only Jesus had the infinite power of life
所以他以他无限的生命胜过所有有限的罪权
with his infinite life he is victorious over all finite sins
这样我自己没有办法得胜我的罪
With me, myself, I cannot have victory over my sin.
我的罪一定要置为死地。
My sin will have victory over me.
但是当我把罪权交到十字架上的时候
But when I give my power of sin to the cross,
整个情形就不一样。
The entire situation changes.
耶稣基督无穷生命的大能一定能胜过我有限的罪。
I know the great infinite power of Jesus Christ will have victory.
这样耶稣基督就得胜了。
And Jesus had victory.
耶稣基督不被死亡所吞灭。
He was not swallowed up by death.
相反的，耶稣基督吞灭了死亡。
On the contrary, he swallowed up death.
有一次，一个十多岁的孩子对我说
，A teenager once said to me,
唐牧师，请问你
，Reverend Tong, let me ask you,
耶稣在十字架上担当你的罪是吗
？Did Jesus bear your sin on the cross?
我说是的。
I said yes.
耶稣在十字架也担当我的罪是吗
？Did he bear my sin?
我说是的。
I said yes.
耶稣也担当他们的罪是吗
？Did he bear the sins of the others?
我说是的。
I said yes.
耶稣也担当我的爸爸，你的爸爸，你的妈妈，我的妈妈，我的爸爸的妈妈的爸爸妈妈，当然这对是啊。
What about all my relatives?
哦，我说是的，耶稣担当所有相信他的人的罪。
I said yes, Jesus bore the sins of all who believe.
这个十四岁的孩子就板起面孔问我一句话。
The 14-year-old child was very fierce then.
那么这样的话，耶稣满身都是罪，对不对
？Then he is very sinful, isn't he?
那么他怎么上天堂的呢
？How did he go to heaven then?
满身是罪，他怎么上天堂
？He will be filled with sin.
哦，我想这个小孩子。一定很有神秀头脑
I said he's very theological in his thinking
长大起来一定了不起的
He can do a great task
14岁会想到这样事 人的问题。
At 14, he thought deeply.
我们所有的罪都在耶稣身上的时候。
When all our sins were upon Jesus.
满身是罪，他怎么上天堂？
He had sin all over his body.
那一天早上，我教他们一首诗歌。
Because that morning I taught a song.
罪恶不能上天堂。
The sin cannot enter
heaven. 罪恶不能上天堂。
Sin cannot enter heaven.
所以他就说，耶稣满身是罪，怎么上天堂？
So the child said, Jesus is free of sin.
耶稣怎么上天堂？
How does he enter heaven?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
如果耶稣是一个人，
If Jesus were a human being,
是一个被造的人，
A created being,
是一个有限的人，
A finite being,
虽然是完美的人，
Maybe he's perfect.
他的有限同被造就使他没有办法。
But because he's finite and a creature, he has no way out.
没有办法得胜。
He cannot have victory.
没有办法复活。
He cannot be resurrected.
没有办法上天堂。
He cannot enter heaven.
因为他满身都是罪。
Because indeed he was furious.
感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
耶稣基督无穷之生命。
Jesus had infinite power life. 耶稣基
督永远的生命。
He has an eternal life.
耶稣基督非受造的生命。
He is a life that's not created.
赔上了我们所有的罪债。
And he bore all our sins.
他把所有的罪债勾销之后的。
And when he took away all our sins.
他还是以无穷永恒的生命得胜死亡。
He still had the infinite and eternal life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以今天我奉主的名对你说。
Today in the name of the Lord I say this.
没有人能够救你。
No one can save you.
没有人能赦免你。
No one can forgive you.
没有人能解决你罪的问题的时候。
Not a single person can solve your problem of sin.
你还有盼望。
But you still have hope.
因为你可以来到上帝的儿子。耶稣基督的面前，
because you can come before the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
耶稣在十字架上被钉的时候，
when he was on the cross,
他是代替你，代替我。
Jesus Christ took upon you and me,
受了上帝公义的制裁，
to receive the punishment from God.
代替你，代替我，
for you and me.
打败掌死权的魔鬼，
he had victory over Satan who ruled over death.
代替你，代替我，
for you and me.
得胜罪恶的权柄。
He had victory over the power of sin.
所以我们今天透过耶稣基督。
So through Jesus Christ.
我们可以回到上帝的面前。
We can return to God.
现在我要告诉大家讲耶稣十字架的上面这个十的意义是什么。
I want to tell you about the meaning of the death of Jesus Christ.
The death of Jesus Christ is a sacrifice with the meaning of substitution.
耶稣基督的死是一个有代替性的牺牲，
代替性的牺牲
，substitution a sacrifice。
为什么说这是个 substitution sacrifice 呢
？Why do we say this？
因为耶稣基督代替你，代替我。
Because he took on your place and my place。
怎样明白这个代替性的牺牲
？How do we understand this？
比如说有一个人。
For example, a person,
他很讨厌杨长老
maybe he hates Elder Yeo,
他巴不得他快快死掉
and he wanted him to die.
所以呢有一天他拿一把手枪
maybe he get a pistol,
他现在要打死他了
and want to shoot him.
他就在他后面追踪他
and followed him.
所以呢杨长老走走走他一直追追他
and then you follow Elder Yeo.
他一直扫射他等待他
and waited for him.
等到杨长老静下来要过街的时候
when Elder Yeo want to cross the street,
现在他静下来了
And stay there.
现在他不走了
He's not moving.
不走了就很容易对准，对不对
？So you can aim.
为什么不走呢
？Why did he not move？
因为他正在等红绿灯，所以他不敢走。
Because he's waiting for the traffic light.
那个人对准他了。
After aiming.
所以当红灯还在那边的时候
，When the light was red.
杨长老还站在那边的时候
，Elder Yeo is still standing there.
这个人就开枪了。
He started shooting.
当他开枪的时候
，When he squeezed the trigger,
射来了。
The bullet fly through.
一半走在半路，发现这子弹快要到他那边。
When I suddenly discovered the bullet is flying there,
我不要他死。
I do not want him to die.
因为他比我年轻。
Because he's younger than me.
很可惜，如果他死了。
It's a big waste.
他还可以几十年侍奉主。
He can serve the Lord for
40 years more. 我已经侍奉四十多年了。
I've done this for 4 years.
我如果死了也差不多了。
So time for me to go.
因为我已经六十多岁了。
Because I'm 60 old.
所以我看他很可怜。
I see that.
很可惜。
A waste.
子弹快到他那边的时候。
Before the bullet comes.
我马上站出来。当我站出来的时候，这个子弹还没到那边，砰！就打到我了。
The bullet will hit him.
所以结果我死了。
And then I'll die.
他没有死。
I'm alive.
当他看我倒下去的时候
，When he see me dropping down,
吓了一跳。
He will be shocked.
为什么唐崇荣倒在我旁边
？Why did Stephen Tong go beside me?
满身都是血。
Suddenly he's bloody.
从头脑这边流下来。
From his head.
他才知道我代替他死了。
Then he knows that it's a substitution.
你明白了吗？这个叫做代替性的牺牲。
This is substitution.
耶稣基督为我们死。
Jesus Christ died for us.
就是这个意思。
This is what it means.
是我们应当受审判。
We need to be punished.
我们应当受咒诅。
We should be cursed.
我们应当因罪 而是
we deserve to die because of our sin.
耶稣基督没有罪
Jesus was sinless.
耶稣基督没有罪，为什么他死呢？
Why did he die?
我们是因罪而死。
We die because of our sin.
耶稣基督为罪人死。
Jesus Christ died for sins.
我们本来应该死。
We deserve to die.
耶稣不应该死。
Jesus did not deserve that.
但是他没有罪的代替有罪的。
The sinless person took over the place of the sinful man.
义的代替不义的。
The righteous took the place of the unrighteous.
所以他为我们死了。
So he died for us.
为我们受审判。
And was punished for us.
当耶稣死在十字架上的时候。
When Jesus was on the cross.
他做了代求的工作。
He worked in place of us.
父啊。
He said, Father.
赦免他们。
Forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道。
Because they know not what they are doing.
这个代求的工作。
This substitutional prayer.
代替的死讲出来的。
It's from a person that substituted
十字架的第一层次的意义。
This is the first meaning of the cross.
第二样。
The second meaning.
耶稣基督的十字架什么意思呢？
What is the purpose of the cross?
耶稣基督在十字架上的死。
The death of Jesus Christ.
不但是代替性的死。
Not only is a substitution of death.
耶稣在十字架上的死。
The death of Jesus on the cross.
也是挽回性的死。
It's also a death of atonement.
The death of propitiation.
A death of propitiation.
Not only substitution.什么叫做 propitiation 呢？
What is appropriation?
就是他对神的愤怒做了挽回的工作。
It means that he has fulfilled the wrath of God.
当上帝的怒气临到我们的时候，
When the wrath of God is upon us,
没有人能够承担，
None of us can escape,
没有人能够拦阻，
None of us can block it,
没有人能够除去神已经发出的怒气，
None of us can get away from this wrath.
只有他的儿子耶稣基督才能。
Only his son Jesus Christ.
基督是父神心中最喜爱的。
Jesus Christ is the most beloved of the Father.
所以你看在以赛亚书四十二章里面，
Isaiah chapter 42 says,
父上帝说，
God the Father
says,
Behold,
我的仆人，
My servant,
我所扶持的，
whom I
我所拣选的，
whom I selected,
上帝喜悦他，
The Lord is pleased with him.
他不献让，不增进。
He was not a person that doubts of himself.
不让街上的人听见他的声音。
He does not let the people in the street listen to him.
不灰心，不丧胆。
He was not disappointed.
香残的灯火他不吹灭。
A candle that is going to be dying.
压伤的芦苇他不折断。
A bruised reed he does not break.
他用耐心等候在世上推行公义。
With patience he will fulfill righteousness.
所以上帝喜悦他。
So the Lord is pleased with him.
耶稣基督是神心意中间的人。
Jesus Christ is a person after the heart of God.
耶稣到世界上来的时候。
When Jesus came to earth.
父上帝是天的门开了两次。
The heavens was opened twice.
说看啊。
Behold.
我的儿子。
This is my son.
我所喜悦的。
In whom I'm well pleased.
你们要听他。
Listen to him.
这样当神发怒气的时候。
When God is angry.
没有人能挽回这个怒气。
Not a single person can turn it around.
除了耶稣基督以外。
Other than Jesus Christ.
当上帝要对我们罪人发怒的时候。
When God wants to have his wrath upon his sinners.
耶稣在十字架上为我们祷告。
Jesus Christ prayed for us.
父啊。
Father.
赦免他们。
Forgive them.
上帝说我要审判他们。
God said I will judge them.
我要定他们的罪。
I will judge their sins.
耶稣说定我的罪吧。
Jesus Christ said judge me.
把你的审判临到我吧。
Give me your judgment.
把你的愤怒降在我身上吧。
Give me your wrath.
我代替他们。
On their place.
我要挽回你的怒气。
I want to turn around.
当神看见他的儿子这样牺牲。
When God saw the sacrifice,
这样为我们死的时候，
who died for us in this
way, 他的怒气就消了。
His wrath went away.
耶稣基督的死，
the death of Jesus Christ,
不但是代替的牺牲，
not only is a substitute,
耶稣基督的死，
not only
是挽回性的牺牲，
it was a propitiation for us.
Propitiation sacrifice.
It was a sacrifice that turned God around.
死的时候，
when he died,
上帝的怒气抵住了，
the anger of God was stopped.
把上帝的愤怒挽回了，
his wrath was turned around.
是神的心再一次怜悯他的儿女。
And the Lord had mercy once again on his people.
神再一次可以把他的爱临到他所创造的罪人。
And once again he can give love upon those he had created.
耶稣基督是挽回祭。
This is the propitiation of God.
耶稣基督停止了神的怒气。
And he stopped his wrath.
这是十字架上的第二个意义。
This is the second meaning of the cross.
第三个意义。
The third meaning.
耶稣的十字架是什么意思呢？
What is the purpose of the cross?
耶稣的死不但是代替性的牺牲。
Not only was it a substitutional
sacrifice. 不但是挽回性的牺牲。
Not only was it a sacrifice of propitiation.
也是买赎性的牺牲。
It is also a death that will buy us back.
The sacrifice of atonement.
The sacrifice of atonement.
为什么这个叫做买赎性呢？
Why do we say that?
因为我们是迷失了。
We are lost.
我们的价值已经失去了。
We have lost our values.
现在他把我们买回来。
Now he atoned and buy us back. 用
重价把我们买回来。
With a very heavy price.
用什么重价呢？
What sort of heavy price?
自己的宝血。
He used his own blood.
自己的宝血把我们买回来。
His own precious blood to buy us back.
保罗在使徒行传二十一章告诉我们。
Paul says in Acts 21,
你要照顾上帝的羊群。
You have to take care of the sheep of God.
就是他自己的宝血所买回来了。
Those that he has bought with his precious blood.
启示录第五章第八第九节告诉我们。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 8 and 9.
他用自己的血将我们从世界各方、各国、各民、各方中间买赎回来，归向上帝。
He bought us and gave us back to God from all generations and all nations.
所以保罗说：“你们要在你们身上荣耀上帝。”
The apostle Paul says we ought to glorify God in our bodies.
因为你们是重价买回来的。
Because you have been bought with a great price.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
为什么许多基督徒？过了糊里糊涂的生活呢
？Why are there many Christians that live a haphazard life？
为什么许多的基督徒常常羞辱上帝的名呢
？Why are there many Christians that bring disgrace to the name of God？
没有觉悟
，because they didn't realize，
忘记了
，or they've forgotten，
他们是重价买回来
，that they were bought with a heavy price。
如果你的东西乱用
，if you just use your things any old way，
浪费
，and you waste it away，
随便丢舍
，and just throw it around，
因为你是没有价钱。得到那个东西
，because you have bought it with no price。
如果你是高价去把它买来的
，if you bought something with a heavy price，
做工作了几十年才买到的东西
，maybe you bought something after many years of work，
你会随便乱丢吗
？Will you just throw it away？
你会随便乱用吗
？Will you just use it？
不会
，you won't。
你爱惜它
，you will love it，
因为它有价值
，because it has value，
因为你付了代价
，you paid the price。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，dear brothers and sisters，
一个人也珍惜耶稣宝血的代价。
When a person treasures the precious blood of Jesus,
也珍惜基督徒生活的圣洁
he will treasure the holy living of a Christian.
一个基督徒也明白基督的牺牲
the more a Christian understands the sacrifice of Christ,
他也珍惜自己为主做见证的特权
he will treasure the privilege of witnessing for Christ.
一个人也明白耶稣基督为我们所受的苦
the more we understand the pain and suffering that Christ
这个人就更深明白应当怎样爱我们的主。
The more a person would love our Lord，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你们是重价买回来的。
You have been bought with a heavy price。
耶稣基督把你们从撒旦的手中抢回来。
Jesus Christ snatched you from the hands of
Satan。耶稣用他的宝血把你们买赎回来。
With his precious blood he bought you。
这个价值太大了。
This is a great price。
所以彼得前书第一章告诉我们
，First Peter chapter 1 says，
我们的蒙救赎。
We have been saved.
不是借着能坏的金银
，not through precious stones and gold，
乃是借着耶稣基督，上帝无瑕无疵羔羊的宝血把我们买回来。
But through the precious blood of the Lamb of God without any blemishes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
耶稣基督死的时候
，When Jesus Christ died，
他舍弃他的生命
，He gave His life，
他流出他的宝血
，And He bled His precious blood。
他把这重价交给谁呢？
Whom did he give this price to?
是不是把他的代价交给魔鬼，然后把我们从魔鬼手里救出来呢？
Did he pay the price to Satan to get us?
不是的。
No.
因为我们不是属于魔鬼的。
Because we do not belong to Satan.
我们犯罪的时候，我们也不是要受魔鬼的审判。
When we are sinning, we do not receive judgment
from
Satan.
我们亏欠上帝的荣耀。
But we have fallen short of the glory of God.
我们前天已经思想这个题目了。
We thought about this 2 days ago.
我们世人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
And fallen short of the glory of God.
所以我们是亏欠神。 不是亏欠魔鬼。
So we owe God not to Satan.
我们就受神的审判，不是受魔鬼的审判。
We receive judgment from God, not from Satan.
所以我们这个赎价要交给上帝，不交给魔鬼。
The price therefore is given to God, not to Satan.
那么你就问一个问题了。
The question arises.
为什么把赎价交给上帝，把我们从魔鬼的手里救出来呢？
Why do we pay the price to God, but we are safe from Satan?
请你注意下面的话语。
Take careful note of what I say.
当我们犯罪的时候。
When we sin,
我们违背上帝的律法，
go against the law of God.
我们离弃上帝的旨意，
we move away from the commandment of God.
我们成为一个被神的道、被神的律法所咒诅、被丢弃的人。
We became a people that is cursed and deserted by the law of God.
但是撒旦趁机会拥有我们、占有我们，所以他占有我们的权柄。是非法的权柄。
And Satan will take the opportunity to grab us, and this is an illegal move.
Illegal occupation on our life.
是非法的占有。
我们的生命不是属于魔鬼的。
So our life does not belong to the Satan.
掌管我们。
But he hold on to us.
因为我们的犯罪。
Because we have sinned.
我们就给魔鬼留地步，使他掌管我们。
We gave him place and an opportunity to get
us. 那我们得救的时候是怎么样的？
But when we are saved.
耶稣基督把我们亏欠上帝的债完全付清了。
Is Jesus Christ paying the price of us falling short of the grace of God?
耶稣基督把神公义的制裁完全代替我们承受了。
And Jesus Christ bore the judgment for us.
所以这样魔鬼就没有借口，他没有办法再控制占有我们了。
Because of that, Satan has no excuse and no way to hold on to us anymore.
耶稣基督的死，
the death of Jesus,
使我们从罪中间得到释放了。
Delivered us from sin.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
赎价交给上帝。
He paid the price to God.
把我们从罪中间拯救过来。
And delivered us from sin.
今天我们成为属于上帝的人。
And we become people that belong to God.
耶稣基督十字架的功劳。
Because of his cross.
这是基督十字架的第三方面的意义。
This is the third meaning of the cross.
第四方面的意义是什么呢？
The fourth meaning.
耶稣基督的死是使人和好的死。
His death is a death that brings harmony.
The sacrifice of reconciliation.
And reconciliation.
所以这里我们看见四个意义。
There are four meanings.
第一，
the first one.
Substitution.
Substitution.
第二，
second one.
Propitiation.
挽回。
第三，
thirdly.
是什么？ Redemption.
是挽救。
Atonement. 第四，
fourthly.
是什么？Reconciliation.
和好。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们还没有得救以前，
Before we were saved.
我们是上帝的仇敌。
We are the enemies of God.
你说没有啊？
You said no.
我从来没有上去做上帝的仇敌。
I have never been his enemy.
不是的。
Not that.
圣经说，
The Bible says.
你是上帝的仇敌。
You are an enemy of God.
你的理性是上帝真理的仇敌。
The reason is the enemy of the truth of God.
你的感情是上帝真爱的仇敌。
Your emotion is the enemy of the true love of God.
你的意志是上帝旨意的仇敌。
Your will is the enemy of the will of God.
你的行为是上帝引导的仇敌。
Your action is the enemy of the guidance of God.
所以你所想的是不合圣经的事情。
Everything you think about is not from the Bible.
你所爱的是上帝所恨的事情。
That which you love is what God hates.
你所恨的是上帝所爱的事情。
That which you hate is something that God loves.
你的理性是真理的仇敌。
Your reason is the enemy of the truth.
你的感情是上帝的圣爱的仇敌。
Your emotion is the enemy of God's love.
你爱上帝所恨的， you, 你恨上帝所爱的。
You love that which God hates and you hate God, that which God loves.
你是上帝的仇敌。
So you are an enemy of God.
当耶稣基督为你死的时候，
When Jesus Christ died for you,
他站在神与人的中间。
He stands between God and man.
使我们可以与神和好。
That we will be reconciled.
使我们可以回到上帝里面。
That we may return to him.
从前有一个人，
There was a person.
这一个人只有一个孩子。
He had only one son.
这个孩子非常不听话。
But he was a disobedient child.
非常败坏。
And quite bad.
他去赌博。
He is gambling.
他去嫖。
He went to visit prostitutes.
他去吹。
He went to take drugs.
他犯奸淫。
He had adultery.
什么罪都做。
He had all kinds of sins.
他的父亲气得不得了。
His father was very angry.
这个父亲就对他说，
The father said,
从今以后，
From now onwards,
我不认你做我的孩子。
I do not think that you're my child anymore.
所以从今天开始，
From today onwards,
你离开我家去吧。
Leave my family.
你给我滚。
Go elsewhere.
我不准你回来。
I do not want you to come back.
除非我亲口叫你回来。
Until I call you back.
你不能回来。
You cannot return.
因为你羞辱我的名太厉害了。
You brought disgrace to my name.
他没有想 想到这个孩子听见这一句话这么回答呢。
But the child answered,
他说出去就出去。
So I will just leave.
反正我现在不需要你做我的爸爸。
I need not you, have you as my father.
这个父亲听见这句话。
When the father heard that,
他的心中像烈火一样的。
He was indeed heartbroken.
没有办法饶恕这个孩子。
He could not forgive the son.
他说这个可咒可诅的孩子啊。
He said, you cursed child.
你给我滚出去。
Get out.
你永远不能回来。
Don't come back.
这个孩子就离开了。
And the son left.
这个父亲气得没有办法。
The father was so angry.
这个孩子就这样出去了。
That the son has left.
从今以后。
From that time onward.
父子两个做仇敌。
Both of them became enemies.
但是当孩子走了以后怎么样呢？
After the son has left.
这个做母亲的人痛苦得不得了。
The mother was heartbroken.
因为她一生从这个男人结婚只剩下这个孩子。
Because that was the only child.
现在。丈夫把孩子赶走了。
But now the husband has chased away the son.
他人生还有什么盼望吗？
There will be no more hope for her.
所以她越想越痛苦。
So she was in great pain.
她也没有办法挽回她的丈夫。
But she could not talk her husband around.
她也没有办法收容她的孩子。
Or to bring the son back.
她就这样积忧成病。
And because of that she fell ill.
结果她越来越重，越来越重病，最后就得了不治之症，忧伤哦，快要死。
And she was about to die because of illness.
当她快要死以前
，right before she died,
她非常痛苦的。
She was in great pain and suffering.
所以她的丈夫说
，and she said to the husband,
我死了以后
，after I died,
请你不要埋葬我
，do not bury me.
你把我丢在路边好
，just leave me by the side of the road.
我是没有用的
，I am useless.
没有盼望的人
，there is no hope.
她的丈夫从来没有想到自己亲爱的太太会讲出这样使人不仁的话。
The husband never expected the wife to say something so sad.
所以他说，你为什么会讲这样的话呢？
So he asked her, why do you say all these
things? 难道你以为我不爱你吗？
Do you not think that I love you?
你以为我没有钱买棺材吗？
Do you not think that I can afford a coffin?
你以为我这样忍心把你丢在路边吗？
Do you think I just dump you at the side of the
road? 他说算了。
She said it's okay.
你有钱买棺材也不必买。
It doesn't matter.
你把我丢在路边算了。
Just leave me by the side of the road.
因为我做人没有意思。
Because there's no meaning in my life.
我只有一个孩子。
I only have one son.
这个孩子现在永远不能回来。
But he cannot come back anymore.
用爱心忍耐盼望他悔改还没有成功你们已经断绝关系
But you already broken off your relationship so he cannot come back
这个父亲听了这个话
After the father heard this
眼泪流下来
He kept weeping
那么你要我怎么样
What do you want me to do then
他说如果你真的爱我
She said if you really love me
你不必想死了埋葬我的事情
Don't think about my funeral
我死以前只求你一件事情
Only one thing I ask of you
亲笔写信
Maybe you write a letter.
叫我的孩子回家。
And ask my son to come back.
我盼望关上我眼睛以前可以见他最后一面，我就死也甘愿。
Before I close my eyes, I want to look at him for one last time.
这个父亲很艰难。
The father was in difficulty.
不是他得罪孩子。
It was not him who was at fault.
这个孩子得罪了他。
It was the son that was at fault.
在外面做尽坏事。
And did all kinds of bad things.
羞辱家的名义。
And was a disgrace to the family.
现在妻子有这样的要求怎么办？
But now there's a request from the wife.
这个父亲无论个性多么刚强。
It doesn't matter how stubborn he was.
现在没有办法。
There's no other solution.
他就拿起笔来。
So he took a pen.
写了几个字。
And wrote a few words.
儿啊。
Son.
见信从速归家。
When you see the letter, come home quickly.
母亲病重在她
Your mother is serious ill.
不久人世
And she may die soon.
只盼望见你一面
She only want to see you.
父子
The father.
他写了以后呢
After he wrote this,
把信寄出去了
He sent the letter.
当他的孩子接到那一封信的时候
When the son received the letter,
他一面发抖
He was trembling.
一面惧怕
He was afraid.
他很想快回家
He wanted to go home.
虽然他很讨厌他爸爸
But he hated the father.
但他已经很久想念他妈妈
But he thought about the mother very often.
既然收到父亲亲笔写的字
Since the father wrote the letter,
他将机会来
He thought the opportunity is here.
我终于有面回到家里
Now I can go back.
虽然我不是为爸爸回去
Although I'm not going back for my father's sake,
我要见我妈妈病重的情形怎么样
I want to visit my mother in her illness.
当他回到家的时候
When he returned home,
把门一推
When he pushed open the door,
家门没有锁
The door was not locked.
他就轻易地进去了
He entered into the room.
他走走走走
As he was walking,
走到母亲的房间
In front of the mother,
再把门一推
When he pushed the door,
门又没有锁
The door was not locked.
他就直接进到母亲的病榻的旁边
He entered right beside the mother's bed.
他就看见他父亲站在母亲病床的旁边
He saw the father standing beside the mother.
这个父亲拆都不拆他
But the father did not care about
him. 看都不看他。
Did not even look at him.
所以他知道父亲写信给他不是出于主动的意思。
So he knew that the father did not willingly write the letter.
好了，你不拆我，你不欢迎我，我回来看妈妈我就走了。
But it's all right. I'm here to visit my mother.
但是这个母亲呢，已经呢，骨瘦如柴。
But the mother was already very thin.
就剩下皮包着骨。
As if it was like a skeleton.
完全认不出是他的妈妈。
Completely not recognizable.
而且两个眼睛陷进去。
And the eyes were sunken.
眼皮盖住。
And the eyes were closed.
所以这个母亲在不知不觉中间呢，这个孩子就靠近他的身边。
And the son came near to the mother.
抓住他母亲的手。
And held on to her hand.
就轻声地说：“妈妈。
”And said, "Mother."
我回来了。
I am back.
这母亲已经许久没有听见人叫她妈妈。
The mother has not heard this word mother for a long time.
当她听见妈妈这两个字的时候，
when she heard the word,
她已经死了的心死灰复燃。
All of a sudden she came alive.
她用尽最后的力量把她的眼睛慢慢打开来。
With all her strength she opened her eyes.
当她打开眼睛的时候，
when she opened her eyes,
她看见她的孩子站在她的身边。
She saw her son before.
已经许久没有人照顾。
For many years, nobody took care of him.
整个像已经不成样子了。
He looked terrible.
他也非常的痛苦。
And so she was suffering.
转过眼来。
And she turned around.
看见妈妈。
Saw the mother.
再转过去。
And she turned around.
看见孩子。
And saw the son.
她看见她的丈夫一点没有赦免的意念。
She saw the husband who was very unforgiving.
她的孩子也一点没有回家的意念。
And the son who did not want to return.
所以她痛苦万分。
And so she was very sad.
当她快要死以前。
Before she died.
她有一个意念起来了。
She had a will.
就尽力量把两个手伸出来。
Before her strength, she raised her hand.
一手抓住丈夫。
She grabbed her husband with one
hand. 一手抓住孩子的手。
And the son with another hand.
那用她最后的力量。
With her last ounce of strength.
把两个手靠拢来。
She brought both the hands
把这两个仇敌的手拉到中间来。
And brought both the hands of the enemies together.
让这两只手连在一起。
So that the hands would be together.
以后她就眼睛看着丈夫。
And then she looked at the husband.
说赦免他吧。
And said, "Forgive him."
又再转过来。
And then she turned.
对孩子说。
To the son. Son, she said.
回家。
Return.
他讲完了以后。
After she said that.
他就吐了最后一个气，就死了。
She breathed her last breath.
当他死的时候。
When she died.
那两个人哭起来。
The two of them cried.
当他们哭的时候。
When they were wailing.
我发现他们的手。仇敌的手在母亲的死人的手的中间。
They found that the mother's hand was still gripping on both
hands. 就在这个时刻。
At that moment.
就做父亲的看见他所爱的妻子死了。
The father saw the wife that he loved died.
他就对他的孩子说。
So he said to the son.
为你母亲的缘故。
Because of your mother.
我赦免你。
I forgive you.
你可以回来。
You can return now.
这个孩子一边流泪。
While the son was weeping,
一面对爸爸说,
he said to the father,
为了妈妈的缘故,
because of my mother,
我回到你面前,
I will return home.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
从那一个时刻开始,
from that moment onwards,
这些仇敌和好过来,
the enemies were reconciled.
今天我们的情形也是这样,
this is the same case for us.
我们犯罪,
we have sinned.
我们是上帝的仇敌,
we are enemies of God.
但耶稣基督生出他的双手,
but Jesus raised his hands,
为我们钉在十字架上,
and was crucified for us.
他说, 父啊,
he said, Father,
赦免他们,
forgive them,
因为他们所做的, 他们不知道,
because they know not what they are doing.
今天耶稣基督对我们说,
today Jesus Christ is saying to us,
罪人,
sinners,
你可以回来,
you can return now.
你可以与父上帝和好,
you can be reconciled with God the Father.
这就是基督死的意义,
this is the purpose of his death.
亲爱的,
dear brothers and sisters,
你明白了,
do you understand this?
你看到了,
have you seen this?
看啊, 上帝爱世人,
behold God loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们,
so much so that he gave us his only begotten son,
就一切信他的人,
that all who may believe in him,
不至灭亡,
shall not perish,
反得永生,
but have eternal life.
今天晚上,
this evening,
我奉主的名对你说,
in the name of the Lord I say to you,
上帝爱你,
God loves you.
上帝爱我,
God loves me.
我们不必因罪而死,
we need not die because of our sin.
可以 回到他的面前。
We can return to him.
因为上帝的儿子耶稣基督到世界上来。
Because the Son of God Jesus Christ came.
为我们受死。
To die for us.
为我们受苦。
To suffer for us.
为我们受审判。
To be judged for us.
他的死是代替性的死。
His death is substituted.
他的死。
His death.
挽回了上帝的怒气。
Has turned back the wrath of God.
他的死。
His death.
把我们买赎回来。
Bought us back.
他的死。
His death.
使我们与上帝和好。
Reconcile us with God.
耶稣基督不但死了。
Not only did he die.
耶稣基督复活了。
He was resurrected.
他战胜死亡。
He has victory over death.
升到父那里去。
And ascended to the Father.
为我们做永远的中保。
And be a mediator forever.
为我们代求。
And will pray for us.
为我们预备地方。
And prepare a place.
差遣圣灵。
He sent the Holy Spirit.
感动我们的心。
To move our hearts.
使我们回到上帝。
That we may return to Him.
请问。
I ask a question.
今天下午。
This evening.
你肯不肯。
Are you willing?
对主说主啊。
To say to the Lord, Lord.
我感谢你。
I give you thanks.
你拯救我。
You saved me.
你为我的罪钉十字架。
For my sins you died on the cross.
今天下午。
This evening.
我回到你的面前。
I want to return to you.
我们要为你祷告。
We want to pray for you.
求主赦免我们的罪。
May the Lord forgive our sins.
求主拯救我们的灵魂。
May the Lord save our spirits.
你愿意不愿意说。
Are you willing to say?
主我在这里。
Oh Lord, I am here.
我回到你的
I want to return to you.
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
你愿意不愿意?
Are you willing?
今天到主里面。
Today come back to him.
你不是回答我。
You're not answering me.
你回答爱你的主。
You're answering the God who loves you.
现在。
Right now.
回应你的上帝。
Respond to your God.
现在。
Right now.
打开你的心。
Open your heart.
现在。
Right now.
接受他做你的主。
Receive him as your personal savior.
现在。
Right now.
透过十字架。回到天父的面前。
Through the cross, return to the Father.
来吧
，Come.
我们一同到主的面前。
Let us come before the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。我纵垂头洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血。我们再唱。十字架，十字架，
用我的耶和，用我的耶稣下凡，
靠耶稣宝血。